Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Donald Trump says he is invoking the Defense Production Act that allows the country to speed production of medical equipment and supplies in response to the spread of the coronavirus. NPR's Don Gagne reports on today's briefing from the White House.
The Defense Production Act dates back to 1950. It was designed to help the military get materials it needed during the Korean War and later in the Cold War years. Now, the president says it's being used to help get private industry to speed up production of everything from protective masks to hospital ventilators.
We are ordering thousands and thousands of ventilators, and they're complex. You know, these are complex machines, but we're ordering them.
The administration has faced criticism for not taking this action sooner. The president also said two military hospital ships will be sent, one to New York and one to California, to help with the need for more hospital beds in those places. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
The mayor of New York City says he's almost to the point of recommending people shelter in place. That means residents in the most populous city in the United States would be confined to their homes. NBC's Today Show Mayor Bill de Blasio said he planned to speak with Governor Andrew Cuomo about the policy for New York City, where the number of confirmed cases reportedly has soared to more than 1,300. Reflecting local responses across this country, in Los Angeles, grocery stores are staggering customers waiting in long lines. We have more on that from NPR's Leila Fadel.
In central Los Angeles, supermarkets had lines out the door and down the block as they opened in the morning. At one store, the line was so long they were allowing a handful of people in at a time. An employee walked around outside where customers were waiting, yelling out what the store didn't have.
No water, no paper towel, no toilet paper, no 24 packs of water, no eggs, no beans.
The list went on. No hand sanitizer, no beans, no rice. A few people waiting walked away. Another asked the employee if they'll ever have the items she needs. It's going to be okay, she responded. More will come. This is the new normal. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Los Angeles.
The U.S. Census Bureau is suspending all field operations for the 2020 census for 2 weeks until April 1st, according to the Bureau's website. It's making this change to, quote, help protect the health and safety of the American public, Census Bureau employees, and everyone going through the hiring process for temporary census taker positions. This, according to the agency's director, Stephen Dillingham. The U.S.-Canada border is being closed to non-essential traffic. President Trump says trade will not be affected. The Dow is now down more than 2,000 points, or 9.4%. This is NPR News. In Salt Lake City, a magnitude 5.7 earthquake is causing disruptions to travel and slowing some response to the coronavirus pandemic. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports it is the largest quake to hit the area since 1992.
Scientists say the quake was shallow, and widely reported aftershocks are expected to continue. The Salt Lake City International Airport, one of the largest hubs in the West, was shut down. All terminals, the control tower, and ground staff were evacuated, but there are no reports of major damage to the runways. Meanwhile, the quake is slowing response to the coronavirus epidemic. The state's coronavirus hotline was reportedly shut down due to evacuations, and schools had to postpone delivery of materials for students who were at home because of the virus. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.
The new restrictions on businesses to shut down or severely limit their operations during this outbreak is expected to cost U.S. restaurants as much as $225 billion over the next 3 months. The National Restaurant Association says as a result, it's asking Congress to approve $145 billion in financial relief. In non-coronavirus news, the Associated Press is reporting that the Department of Justice plans to create a special task force to address criminal misconduct by Federal Bureau of Prisons officers at several correctional sites across the country after a loaded gun was found at the same jail where Jeffrey Epstein, a wealthy convicted sex offender, killed himself. In an interview with AP, Attorney General William Barr is quoted saying that the task force would have an aggressive review of potential misconduct at various sites across the U.S. This is